Our own native Wexford's Billy Walsh, now head coach in America. I caught up with Billy earlier this morning and I began by asking him, it's tea time over there, by the way, roughly. I began by asking him, first of all, the medal haul so far for America. And of course, we did mention Kelly Harrington.
We've won four medals and three of those currently are silver medals. One bronze medal is the other one. So we're fighting on Sunday. Two fights for the gold medal.
Now, back home to Irish shores, I'm sure you're watching very closely over there. Our Harrington is a remarkable young woman.
Yeah, she's fantastic. We're very close proximity to the building where the Irish team are stationed, and we're in contact every day. So yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled for her and the team of coaches that I worked with for so many years. It's been a great comeback for them. From Rio.
What is life like for you now, Billy? Do you still miss Ireland and the work that you were doing here, or are you completely now focused on Team America?
Of course, I miss Ireland. I miss home. I miss Wexford more than anything else. And thankfully, in a couple of years' time, I'll be heading home there for a good spell to enjoy the sunny southeast. But yeah, look, my work is, you know, obviously. It could be a gym anywhere in the world. It's just something that I have a grow for and I love doing. And obviously getting a chance to make a difference with another country, it's been a great opportunity for me and a great challenge as well. So, yeah, I'll be home for a nice break. And after that, then we'll be heading back because unfortunately, we got world championships in the end of October, November, and we got to get ready for those.
Well, Team America is doing extremely well under your stewardship. Can I ask you, apart from obvious boxing ability, what do you look for in an individual in a round sort of way in terms of personality, determination, skill, vision for the future, what they want for their own lives and so on? What are you looking for?
I think, you know, you've nearly ended all there for me, but character is a key part, you know, having the right characters on the same bus heading forward. And this team is, even though a couple of them had gone pro because they thought their chance of going to the Olympics was gone when they got beat at Nationals, but we have been together since I got here. Some of them are on the youth team, so we followed through. And what stood out for me for these guys and gals was their character. You know, that they were, you know, if they got knocked down, they dust themselves off and get up again and try and come back and to be better, you know, and that's been a key thing for them. Having a continuous improvement mindset, continuously wanting to learn, and then a rounded character. You know, you don't want them just totally being a boxer. We want them to be able to do other things in life. We need to have some education and a smarter boxer will be a better boxer. So that's my philosophy on their education and help develop them while they're in the full-time training process towards the Olympic Games. And obviously then the vision, you know, for me, the vision wasn't in the United States when I got there. Everybody wanted to be a professional boxer. You know, it's a money-orientated country. And setting that vision for the team that, you know, that all the top boxers previously, back in the day, were all Olympic champions before they became professionals. And, you know, to show them that this is the launching pad, this is the platform. You will not be tested, you know, harder or tougher than at the Olympic Games. You know, again, it's shown me this last week how tough it is. You know, we got some of the best boxers in the world that have not been able to produce in this environment, in the cauldron of the Olympic Stadium, in the cauldron of, you know, the media attention and all that comes of being an Olympic champion. There's people falling apart here all the time, you know, and to be able to perform under these circumstances with expectation and with all your family and friends and your country rooting you on, it is the toughest place and toughest environment in the world, and that's why the Olympic gold medalist is the hardest thing to meet to win.
Well, getting back to our own Kelly Harrington, one of the things that has really impressed me as I watch her boxing is the absolute love, almost, but certainly respect for her opponent, and the way she demonstrates that in the ring is quite impressive.
Yeah, look, she's a great girl. I've known her for quite a while, you know. Kelly was number two to Katie Taylor for all of Katie's triumphs, you know. And so she never really got a chance. Unfortunately, she was behind the best female boxer probably the world has ever known. And now that she's come out of that shadow, she's making her own pathway. You know, and what's great credit for us as our, as an Irish nation is that there's only been three Olympic Games for women's boxing, and two of them Olympic Games in 60 kilos, the gold medal could be Irish, you know, which is fantastic. But Kelly comes from, you know, like most of us boxers come from a working class background in Portland Row in Dublin's inner city, you know, so she's from good stuff. There's no silver spoon there, and she's a bit salt of the earth. You know, I meet her every day and we chat every day and we have a good laugh every day. We have a bit of crack every day. We talk to each other, you know, slagging each other. But she is what she is, you know, what you see on the TV and when you hear her speak. She is genuinely, really genuine person. And she is, as I said, you're from the center of Dublin City and a real humble and obviously a talented lady.
I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, Billy, thank you very much. I know it's tea time over there in Tokyo. You'll be back in Wexford next week. Will you drop in and say hello to us?
I surely will. Yeah, looking forward to it. I can't wait to get back.